From the superior western third of Australia, this is Alpha X-Ray 6 Amateur Radio News. Today, Australia marks our National Day, and regardless of how and when we might wish to celebrate it, we're a country worth celebrating. As the Tony Bennett song goes, "With all your faults, I love you still." Today, we're talking about contesting, and with some decent contests coming up soon. Perth Tech is coming ahead in leaps and bounds, and we have the regular weekly rounds of Roy's Helpline and Over the Back Fence. Listeners to last week's 9am broadcast on the Linked Repeater Network would have noticed that the VK6 RAP repeater, and therefore the Linked Network, was down. Well done, and thanks to Mark VK6 USB for soldiering on with a simplex broadcast of the news. Thanks also to the Quiet Achievers from the WA Repeater Group for getting the repeater and the Linked Network back on air in time for the 7pm broadcast. Now let's get on with it.
News West is produced and presented by WA Amateur Radio News. Opinions expressed in this news may not reflect those of the news team or the broadcaster and are shared in the open spirit of amateur radio.
The News West team are considering suspending the weekly diary of meetings and events, as little information is being provided to us, and we have concerns that the information may by now be significantly inaccurate. So, if you want your club meeting both advertised on vk6.net and broadcast on the news, then now is the time to let us know. Please check your club entry on vk6.net and let us know whether it is right or wrong. In consideration of accuracy, we need to know those entries that are right as well as wrong. We thought that this segment and diary at vk6.net was valuable, but despite multiple requests for information, very little has been received. But of course, thanks to those stalwarts who are regular contributors with updates.
With the impending demise of our weekly diary section, the monthly club focus edition of News West will become even more important in providing information to club members and potential members. Wouldn't it be good to have segments recorded in the voices of club officials? Recording isn't rocket science, and we've received remarkably good material from mobile phones. We'd prefer 256 kilobit mono MP3, but can cope with pretty much any format. We use Audacity to edit material received. If you can't do it yourself and there's no one around that can help you, then one of the team won't get to rest their vocal cords next week, and we'll do it for you with pleasure. If you need advice, just let us know. Copy closing time as usual, midday Friday. So come on, HAG, PAG, WAG, NCRG, SEG, WISON, RAOTC, WAARN, WAVHF Group, Bunbury Radio Club, Geraldton Radio Club, Ham College. We're waiting to hear from you.
The CQWPX RITI contest is on next weekend, February the 8th and the 9th. This contest starts at 0100 hours UTC on Saturday, and it ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday. We lose a minute, apparently. The CQWPX attracts over 20,000 participants that take to the airwaves with the goal of making as many contacts with as many different call sign prefixes as possible. And there's a website for this contest, cqwpxrtty.com. Did you get that? cqwpxrtty.com. No spaces anywhere. If you're into RITI, have a go. There's a few apps around that integrate nicely with the N1MM logging software. Even if you don't think you're up to speed for working at contest pace, try listening. And if you get stuck into listening, you could put in a log as a shortwave listener. Yep, they have a category for shortwave listeners. Even if you're not going to enter the contest, or are new to RITI, what better time to tweak your RITI setup? At least there will be someone out there. So, that's the CQWPX RITI contest next weekend.
This is VK6 ARN, Amateur Radio News for Western Australia.
The next John Moyle Field Day will be held over the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of March 2020 and run from UTC 0100 on the Saturday to 0059 on the Sunday. The aim is to encourage and provide familiarisation with portable and field operation and provide training for emergency situations. The rules are therefore specifically designed and focused to encourage field operations. The contest is run each year in memory of the late John Moyle, who was a long-term editor of the Wireless Weekly, later Radio and Hobbies, and finally Radio, Television and Hobbies, from 1947 until his untimely death in 1960. He served in the RAAF with distinction and was responsible for a number of innovative solutions to keep radio and radar equipment working under difficult wartime and working conditions. The WIA decided that a suitable long-term memorial to John Moyle would be a field day, with a focus on portable or field operation. The contest has been conducted annually ever since. The rules of the contest have gradually changed over time and are still revised regularly. The contest is for portable or field operators, though home stations can of course take part using a different scoring system. Though multiple operators and club stations are actively encouraged to take part in the contest, they are not competing against the single operator stations, and in effect, there are two separate contests run at the same time. Hence, single operator stations take part in their own contest against other single operators. Is your club planning a John Moyle weekend? If so, then please let us know at News West. See all the rules, scoring and logging requirements at the John Moyle contest section at wia.org.
And this from Terry VK6ZLT. Terry is the president of the WAVHF group. Terry wishes you all an eventful and exciting 2020. But really, he wrote to us to remind you about the VHF group's January 2020 meeting on Monday the 27th, which is tomorrow at the Wireless Hill meeting room at 19:30 for a 20:00 start. The technical talk for the evening is to be a discussion by Steve VK6 Bravo Bravo Mike about his shack. Now, Steve is a well-known software-defined radio exponent, and he's conducted a detailed research of the various systems. So that sounds interesting. Rock up, 7:30 p.m. at Wireless Hill in the meeting room for the WAVHF group's meeting.
Hi. This is Chris, VK3QB, from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. Let's start this week with a reminder that next Thursday, the 30th of January, the ACMA will be convening the Syllabus Review Panel. Representatives from the ACMA, the Australian Maritime College, RASA, and the WIA will convene in Melbourne to commence a review of the national curricula. We'll keep you posted on progress. Next, updates from QRM Guru. With ongoing updates and support for local radio amateurs, QRM Guru is pleased to announce another QRM Kill Kit. We've pulled together a practical kit of ferrite cores and snap-ons to help you deal with QRM in your shack. We're preparing stock now and we'll have them available at club visits and hamfests. We'll bring some to Perth Tech in May. Please check out this kit and let us know if you'd like to have your name put on our order list. Visit qrm.guru and type HF Kill Kit into the search bar. Next, more news from QRM Guru. Are you a foundation license operator and struggling with RFI or QRM? If so, send us an email and we'll try and walk you through the process and provide a few hints and tips. Our email address is feedback@qrm.guru. That's feedback@qrm.guru. And our last news item for this week. We've got an updated national repeater list for Garmin GPS users. Just on a year ago, Wayne VK6VE launched an accessory file for Garmin GPS navigators, which included details on all Australian repeaters. This is a really great utility for Australian amateurs travelling with a Garmin GPS on the dashboard. Wayne has now provided an updated repeater file, current as of the 19th of December 2019. Unlike a mobile phone app, which relies on user network access, this application will work anywhere. Send us an email if you'd like a copy of this useful file. Many thanks again to Wayne for developing this utility and making it available to all amateurs. That's it from us for this week. 73s.
The Perth Tech Raffle is the major source of funding that allows us to provide Perth Tech to you to attend free. Ticket sales will again be online, and the prizes are very attractive and good quality. We can't reveal the prizes yet, however. The first prize in particular will be hot off the press. We'll release details of the raffle soon, however. We'll have to wait a bit for the main prize to arrive on the scene, and then, of course, we have to obtain a permit to conduct the raffle. Ticket sales will be online, and we hope you'll enter into the spirit of the event and purchase tickets to support Perth Tech, your free event. Listen out for announcements and check our website vk6.net for updates on Perth Tech and the raffle that supports it.
The ARRL DX contest comes in two forms, the CW and SSB categories. This segment is to promote the CW portion that runs from midnight UTC Saturday, February the 15th until 23:59 UTC on the 16th. The aim is to work as many stations as possible on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and the 10-metre bands. There are multiple entry categories. Rules for the exchange are fairly standard and there's a system of multipliers for scores, but there's a tight timeline for log submissions of only 7 days after the contest. This means that the rules must be thoroughly read and understood prior to entry. Although principally a North American contest, it certainly livens up the bands. Details at ARRL.org and follow the links.
This is VK6ARN and you're listening to News West.
As we announced last week, this year's Perth Tech is on Saturday the 2nd of May and it's at Bassendean Community Centre. It's a one-day conference with papers from the floor, tables of interesting information and of course the opportunity to put faces to those with whom you have communicated on air or others that you haven't caught up with for a while. New amateurs are especially welcome. The WA Amateur Radio News Committee has decided to once again offer Perth Tech as a free event. Costs will be defrayed through a raffle, more details of this elsewhere. Meanwhile, mark your calendar and set aside Saturday the 2nd of May 2020 for a day you must not miss. Even though it is a free event, you are required to register online at Try Bookings prior to the event, because we must know how many people are attending, especially as our licence has room number limits that for safety's sake must be complied with. So please book early to avoid disappointment. Lunch isn't free, so you are asked to pay for it in advance at the time of registration. This may help the somewhat disorganised process of last year, allow an even distribution of goodies and to those who have paid. We'll be getting together afterwards for an evening meal and a drink or two at a local hostelry, where you will order and pay for your own food and drinks. We just need to know how many places to prepare. All information at vk6.net. Perth Tech, Saturday the 2nd of May in Bassendean.
The Russian Worldwide PSK contest is organised by the Russian Digital Club, and I quote the web page that looks as if Dr. Google's translate package has been utilised. The Russian contest on radio shortwaves communications, Russian WWPSK contest, by using the BPSK mode, is conducted according to the present rules annually to penultimate weekend of February. We invite all fans of digital modes to take part in contest from at 12 o'clock UTC on Saturday the 15th of February until 11:59 UTC on Sunday the 16th of February 2020. Types of modulation, BPSK 31, 63 and 125. The repeated contacts are permitted on different bands and different modes, providing that a contact will be made not earlier than in 3 minutes. The output power should not exceed 10 watts on 160 meters and 100 watts on other bands. The operator may change the bands no more than 10 times within a calendar hour, with zero on the 59th minute of each hour. Only one transmitted signal is permitted at any time. Bands 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 meters. A separate category for the Russia and foreign participants. QSOs by principle, all to all. The first Russian WWPSK contest took place in 2003. MSSTV's club was the initiator of that contest. The contest passed in PSK 31 mode and only 64 participants sent the reports. The first contest was not prepared technically. There was neither contest committee nor proper working software. All that appeared only 2 years later in 2005. Later on, the contest became popular and it entered all contest calendaries. We invite all amateurs of digital modes and our club mates in particular to struggle for prizes, awards and contest certificates and just simply work in your pleasure. Hard work, but the awards are there, so dust off the PSK software and give it a go. Best way to find details is to do a Google search on Russian Worldwide PSK Contest.
The Peel Amateur Radio Swap Meet is on Sunday, the 9th of February. It's at Bortello Pavilion, Bortello Drive, Greenfields, Mandurah, within walking distance of the Mandurah Railway Station. Just remember to take the correct footbridge, or it's a long walk. Tables are available, and to reserve a table for your display, flea market stall, or business, send an email to parg_secretary@iinet.net.au or phone 043-7398-474. That is 043-7398-474. Tea, coffee and food will be on sale during the day. Doors will open to table holders at 9 a.m. to allow you time to set up your stall, and the doors open to the public at 10. That's the Peel Amateur Radio Group's swap meet, Sunday, 9th of February. That's in less than 2 weeks.
The success of Perth Tech lies in the quality of the presenters and presentations on the day. In common with many conferences, we are calling for abstracts, that is, a condensed document laying out the material that you wish to present in less than 300 words. This will allow the Perth Tech team to select a varied and quality program and will also provide valuable information for the audience to know what is coming. Please consider becoming a presenter on the day. Your contribution will be valued. Abstracts can be lodged online at vk6.net via simple form. Abstracts should be no more than 300 words. Visit vk6.net regularly for updated information about Perth Tech.
As you've heard elsewhere in this bulletin, Perth Tech's on again. Events like this don't just happen, and there's a lot of before the event planning. But critical to success on the day is having a team at the event who have tasks designed to improve the smooth running of the show. Whether that's assisting with registrations, running the audio mixer desk, assisting with catering, setting up and tidying up the hall, and a myriad of other tasks. This will all fall down to volunteers, and our experience from last year was that we didn't have enough. We were somewhat short-staffed. So we're asking for volunteers. What reward do you get? Well, not financial, unfortunately, but perhaps some pleasure in being engaged in what is VK6's largest amateur radio educational event. So visit vk6.net to see the task list and fill out a simple online form offering your help on the day. Let's all work together to make Perth Tech 2020 another great event. Go on, volunteer to help.
This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, VK6 ARN.
When the pace of life was slower and neighbours actually spoke to each other, there was a lot of information exchanged over the back fence as people paused their domestic chores to have a chat. Over the Back Fence is a weekly summary of what Western Australian amateurs are talking about over the social media back fence. So let's take a look at the WA Hams email list. One from Graham Rotten Oranges, talking about his old antenna dying and wanting a new one. One from Will about VK6 REX. Strong signal into Perth. Will again, same topic. Exmouth's doing well. One from yours truly with a response from Martin. Just reminding everyone about the AX cosine prefix, which we can use today, Sunday the 26th. One from Phil asking questions about the VK6 RWN network setup. Martin posted about an interview with Weissen, or to do with Weissen, on the BBC. Gave a link. Martin asking about plug-in sound cards with one response, and guess what? That's all there was this week. on WA Hams. Let's take a quick look at Facebook and see what happened there. We look at the VK6 WA Amateur Radio News Facebook group. If you're not a member, join up. And Facebook's been a little bit busier. There was one from Chris sharing the survey results about 6 metres from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. One from Carsten advertising the next WA Repeater Group meeting, which is the 3rd of February, which is a Monday. There's one from Martin asking about passing the coax through his nice new house walls. One from the Hills Amateur Radio Group warning us that there's only 8 weeks to go till this year's John Moyle Field Day, so I guess it's only 7 now. And there was one there about plans to extract historic treasure from the Titanic shipwreck. Maybe they had some old ham radio gear on board there, who knows. One from Dan about his new antenna that he got from a local manufacturer. One from myself advertising Perth Tech. You need to make up your mind about Perth Tech and plan to be there. Adrian made a successful contact from Ledge Point through VK6 RLM. Well done. And one from Stuart advertising the Peel swap meet, which is coming up very soon. And guess what? That's your blooming lot. So if you want to keep up with what's going on in amateur radio in Western Australia, have a look over the amateur radio back fence and see what you can discover. Or better still, share some information.
Greetings once again, listeners. Helpline 2020 for the 26th of January. It's Australia Day today. Happy birthday, Australia. 4,232 years old approximately today. People's estimations, we're pretty old, so we better get on with it before we get any older. Today I have a stolen item. It's a Barrett radio, Barrett 2050. Still missing. Serial number on this Barrett 2050 HF 125 watt transceiver is 2050-14662. 2050-14662. It was stolen along with the automatic antenna unit and cables. So if you come across it, please contact the authorities. Thank you. And if you have any items missing or stolen or lost, just give me a call. I'll put on the stolen lost list and maintain a register here for the future. That's Roy VK6X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. Today's items we're looking for: wanted ICOM commercial HF radio programming software, specifically for the ICOM Mic 802, but interested in any programming software for the ICOM commercial radios or information that you may have, please contact Kim, VK6 Tango, Quebec, on 0427-983-329. Mobile number is 0427-983-329. Or you can email Kim on VK6 Tango Quebec at westnet.com.au. VK6 Tango Quebec at westnet.com.au. Next group of items come from Gus, VK6 Whiskey Bravo. He's looking for a transmitting tube. It's an RCA 572 Bravo transmitting tube, several of them probably, or any 572 Bravo, new or old stock, that will still operate. Please contact Gus. He's also looking for a speaker, an Sierra Papa 20 in excellent condition, and also a Kenwood hand microphone, a Mike Charlie 43 in good operating condition also. Please contact Gus on his mobile 0407-030592. I'll say again 0407-030592, or email to vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. VK6WhiskeyBravo@yahoo.com. Peter Hackett is still looking for a 6-metre beacon for Kalgoorlie. Anything that will transmit on 6 metres, crystal controlled or otherwise, it can be utilised as a transmitting beacon for Kalgoorlie. Please contact Peter, VK6 Papa Kilo, 0417-924-754 or 0895731316. 95731316, or the email is bravoechotangoalpha@vianet.net.au. Thank you, says Peter. Do you need any electronic radio repair servicing? I have a new kit on the block, willing to have a look at your radio for you, give it a tickle up or a complete overhaul. I can't tell you who it is on air, because that would be advertising. That's a no-no. So if you'd like to give me a call or email me, this is VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. I can tell you the details. And this is the only place in Australia where you can legally advertise your radio equipment and keep it in amateur radio hands. Please call me if you have anything for next week or would like to know where you can get your radio repaired. I can tell you that. Please email me or call me, and I can tell you VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com is the only email address for your advertising on air radio equipment. But please caveat emptor, that's buyer beware. VK6XRayVictor, good morning, 7-3.
During the week, I received an email from Ed, VK2JI, and currently trading as DD5LP. And Ed's telling me that News West has hit the big time. Well, when I say big time, News West is now being featured as one of the podcasts that can be listened to via the Ham Radio Podcast Android smartphone app. And there's our logo right up there. Before we end the program for this week, here's a reminder to clubs and groups that it's over to you next week with Club Focus, and what better time to tell the rest of us what your club has up its sleeve for the year. And while we're addressing clubs, could you give your members some encouragement to stick their hand up to help out at Perth Tech on the day? Thanks to the broadcast team for putting us to air on enough frequencies to make the voice of America envious, and thanks to those who conduct callbacks. And remember, if you hear the news and nobody conducts callbacks, there's your big moment. Jump in and see who else is there, and send the callback numbers to newswest@vk6.net. Remember, one is a number. So if there's just you, that's one. Please send it in. Thanks to the news team this week, Jake, Judith, Andrew, Roy and Mike. I'm Bob, AX6 Popper, Oscar Popper, the producer. Until next week, how about getting on air and making some noise?